Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jackie?
Vibrating.
There's so much going on.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there should be something on the news soon. I can feel it. Wow. Tonight's show, Allowing and Receiving Love by Healing Your Anger at God, Goddess, All It Is. Now, if I actually have anybody listening tonight, I'm really going to be surprised.
Why, are they angry at you too?
Well, you know, when you touch into things that can be very testy for people, especially if they stomp their foot and say, well, I'm not angry at God. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
I mean angry. Who's mad?
Right. It is a catch-22, everyone, because you can say the words to open your heart, to truly receive and allow the love, but you have to go really, really deep to allow that there can be anger there. In order to get to the intimacy of being able to express and own your anger. And, you know, it's so ingrained in us, okay, for thousands of years, that you're not allowed to talk back to God or he'll smite you, you know. So this is other people, you know, doesn't fit my view of spiritual people don't do that. They stomach it and they're strong and they're, yeah, which is martyr. And
well, we've all been running from the smite.
Yeah. Yeah, don't we? haven't we? Yes, I agree. But it does fit the description of a spiritual person. And it is truly the spiritual person who can face their anger at God and at Goddess. At all that is, the creation, whatever you choose to call it, the source, the one, the infinite, creation, only when you can get to that, really, can you allow deeper intimacy. It's like having an anger at somebody that you care about, but it smolders, and you don't deal with it, and you don't deal with it, and you can't understand why. They push your buttons, and one day, it finally gets triggered, and you blow up at them and realize that you really love them all the time. But there was some deeply held anger that you weren't aware of that all of a sudden finally surfaces. Once you get it up and out, your levels of intimacy can be so wonderful. And it's the same with God, the same with Goddess. And no, you're not going to be smite, I promise you. And tonight, I have a team is waiting to come in, and I'm going to try to get through these notes. You've got copies of them, Veronica, I hope, anyway.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good girl. Okay. Show dedication for everyone, everywhere, to send as much love and light and all the available assistance to the people of Japan, and I'm talking about from the other side of the veil, and all places suffering from earthquakes and other traumas. I also asked the team, anyway, we understand that this is, some things can be intervened, some things can't. The nuclear aspect of this, we know, is being contained. It actually could have been a lot worse. Okay, the energies. Oh, God, the energies. You started off this with that one. Welcome to chaos. And welcome to energies that are, you know, we think that thank God we get amnesia. But we forget all the other things we've walked through, most of us anyway. But I have to tell you that the energies are, and I think everyone has gotten so sensitive to the energies that it feels even more amplified than ever before. Lots of symptoms. This is a piece from Lauren Gorko, Think With Your Heart, which I know those of you that have signed up with Squirrel, you're getting her mail out, God bless her. But I just wanted to share just this, the devastating and recalibrating events that took place in Japan and shook the globe last week, in a very literal sense, were the result of the same energies that precipitated a major heart and plexus opening, soul plexus, throughout all of humanity. The energies behind this event caused a massive expansion in the high heart, where your thymus is, as well as the solar plexus. And this expansion process is creating the new template of love. See, there's always a reason. Now anchoring on the planet, this new love is a combination of empowered high heart love and spiritual wisdom, solar plexus, with the which the unseen refer to as the activation of the body brain. On a physical level, this opening can be felt in the center of the chest, through the back of the heart, and the pit of the stomach. Symptoms vary based on our personal collection of energetic genetic miasms, but generally our solar plexus third chakra is linked to our stomach, abdomen, upper GI tract, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, kidney, spleen, and adrenal gland. And the heart center, fourth chakra, is linked to our heart, lungs, blood vessels, shoulders, ribs, breath, diaphragm, and upper esophagus. All of these areas are subject to cellular detoxification during this time. And I just wanted to add here, Squirrel sent out something that was I found fascinating before I go on with her little note here. About the use of lemon juice as a treatment for cancer. And I had been getting the hit for a month to start drinking lemon juice. When I read that, I was fascinated, and I started doing it because it helps detox the liver. And it also works on, in my case, it works on the urinary tract, etc. Lemon juice is not acidic. It actually works in the opposite. So I just thought I'd mention that organic lemons and water are delicious, very, very, very good for you. A lot of trainers recommend the use of pure lemon juice and water for the same reason, because athletes are constantly kind of stressing their bodies and creating lots of toxins and release of toxins. Some of the more prominent symptoms may be manifesting as tightened pain in the chest, shortness of breath, anxiety, extreme, unrelenting heartburn, indigestion, acid reflux, nausea, heart flutters, palpitations, arrhythmia, soreness and sensitivity in detox organs and along the spine. And her little note here is that for the lucky ones experiencing the drop to the floor heartburn, drinking a little baking soda and water is the only thing that she found that puts out the fire. These energy centers open more fully. It can also cause great discomfort in the middle of the back where many are unfolding their etheric wings. The energy behind the heart. And in working with the chakras, the backside of the heart chakra is very powerful. And I would call that the cosmic heart, really the cosmic heart. High heart is cosmic and Christ consciousness, but behind the heart is an opening to the entire universe. At least that's when we've been doing work with it. That's what I see, and that's what the team has talked about. Anyway, she does go on, but I want to go on to something else that came this week. Unfortunately, I didn't get it, Squirrel, so it didn't get mailed out to everyone. It's a channeling from the, I'm not going to read it, channeling from the Hathors to Tom Kenyon. And for all of you who are listening to the show, go to tomkenyon.com, and it's K-E-N-Y-O-N. And on the left-hand side is a list of things that you can click on. Click on Hathors. And if you go down three, then it's a list of all the channelings he's done. To March 16th, it's the third one down. It's called Medicines of Light. And I have to tell you, I read this, you know, on the run today. Absolutely brilliant. And it's about energizing water from your higher self that comes from your heart combined with your higher self that can help cleanse and heal the body. And, you know, this struck me very, very strongly. I was like, wow, this is big stuff. You know, a lot of these new things as they come in, where before they may not have, you know, really hit us quite as strong, but with all the changes that are going on, I think we've become so sensitive now. And things that didn't work before, all of a sudden you're like, yes, I need that, or yes, this would work for me. So, again, use your own discernment. Tom's been around a lot of years. The Hathor work is brilliant. Have you ever read any of his stuff?
No, I haven't, but I've been at some of his talks where he's taken people through sound meditations, and they're really, well, very transcendent.
Yes, he is quite an amazing being. And, of course, I love the Hathors. I call them in for every session, and I've done some work with the Hathors. Unfortunately, somebody wanted to go and work with the Hathors through a session, and we took her to Venus to work with the Hathors, and we couldn't get her back. It took her session was at 10 in the morning. It took her to like 8 o'clock at night to fully ground. And so I don't do that anymore. I decided that was not a good idea. And this is a regular meditator who's worked with Lazarus for like 25 years. So I decided, nope. Also, there are other channelings on the site that are, if they're of interest to you, click on them and read them. Really some good stuff. And thanks to Marie for sending that to me. A little sound out to her because she's such a fabulous soul, and she sent it out and was very careful to say to people, if this doesn't resonate, you know, just click delete. And but the medicines, and I really have this very, very strong feeling that we're going to be tapping into and developing different ways of working with higher consciousness to imbue waters and all kinds of things that we work with. I think it's going to be a very interesting time, and I think this year a lot of it's going to pop up. Some of it will be BS, some of it will be very real.
Always that factor, right?
Well, you know.
There'll be a test at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, there'll be a test at the end. Hey, listen, if we make it through this year, I'll be thrilled that I take the test. Have you been feeling the energies, Veronica?
I have, and I've been getting weird, I won't say hot flashes, but really weird heat. All of a sudden,
yes.
I just heat up like mad, and my chest is really a bit crazy. You know,
yes.
I'm not scared of it. It just gets, mentioned tense chest, and then I get this very fast-moving energy running through my body. I like that.
You know, I can't say what I'm thinking right now because we're on the air, but you you do love to play with the energy.
Yes, I do. But it is going, to me, it's very fast and very rambunctious. A lot of change energy is. And I also have had nausea off and on, but it never lasts long enough for me to lie down. It just sort of, you know, comes through like something's happening.
There was another earthquake. I don't know if it ever hit the news. 2 days ago, just outside of Laos, in Cambodia, and I guess it was. I think Cambodia butts up to China, doesn't it, Veronica?
Burma.
Oh, it's Burma. Okay, so it was between the two. And it was like a 6.7 on the Richter scale. So there's still a lot of activity. And we do have other things coming. And so last week's show about dealing with guilt was so important. I probably should have thrown in fear. you know, the amazing thing is that these times are very chaotic, but out of chaos, huge success can emerge. And so this is really not about scaring anybody. It's saying to people, look, in these energies, you can work with these energies in a very positive way. Not that you ever want to, you know, take advantage of anyone else who's suffering. It's really not about that. But the energies, chaos is chaos, and it is creative energy.
But we have to focus and intend it, right?
We really, yes, absolutely. So it's creative and destructive. It can be destructive. And so, but it really allows for quantum shifts for people if they work with the energy staying out of fear. But I have to tell you that the energies at different times can get really strange, and you can have these, you know, I think you and I talked about this earlier today, is these visions, and all of a sudden you're like, no, don't want to see that. No, go away.
Yeah.
So let's talk about healing our relationship with God, Goddess, all that is. I have worked with so many people of late that in dealing with their father, anger or hurt or pain, got the team really took them to the underlying aspect, which was God. And I did a session a week or so ago, and I really thought it was going to be a power retrieval, and the team said, nope, we're doing a soul lifting. And I'm like, oh, come on, nope. And I didn't realize that that's where they were going and why. And as soon as the energies were opened up, they took this person immediately to their relationship with God. And he was able to see it so clearly himself and never realized that he carried that anger and that energy. And it was interfering with his physicality as a result. And so he's had a really big shift, but there are a lot of people that are walking this planet that are still carrying to deal with our anger at God, and not only God, but with Goddess, because we lost Goddess thousands of years ago, and a lot of people have this sense of betrayal and abandonment by the Goddess as well as God. There are a lot of people that talk about God that don't know anything about the Goddess. That's understand. It doesn't mean that the anger isn't there. And, you know, we've talked about projections of God onto Dad and Goddess onto Mom. And what's been interesting to me is I'm seeing the surface now with men. You know, we've dealt with so much with women being angry at men, and now all of a sudden I'm seeing men who are finally getting to the anger and the separation from God.
Hmm.
So I've been really fascinated by that one. Really fascinated. I think also so many of you who will listen to this, because you are star beings, came in and really never felt supported on Earth, because it is so totally different from what you're used to. Not to say you haven't had other lifetimes, but this one in particular, very tumultuous lifetime. Everybody took on a ton of stuff to try to help shift the collective. And so I would say for them, it's been, for everybody, it's been a real testing ground in terms of relationship with God and feeling lonely, feeling your foundation, especially right now, the foundation falling out from under you. There's no safety, there's no security. And, you know, the team has talked about opening to receive love, opening to receive love. But we can't get there if we're still angry at God and Goddess. We just can't get to it. You can't really receive love from somebody you're pissed off at. You know? Now, you know, you can receive it from the team. You know, I was talking to somebody else today, and they work with all of the masters and so on and so forth and channel them. And in going through the story, what was so interesting to me is that there was separation from God because there was separation from Father and, you know, the Catholic Church stuff, but there was no intimacy with God. And I really had to think back of my years, my own years, affiliated with the Catholic Church, that there really was no intimacy with God. You had to go through Jesus. You didn't get to go to God directly or to Mary. But I thought that was really interesting, and it brought that back up for me, and I thought, oh, wait a minute. Plus, you weren't allowed to read the Bible. You weren't qualified.
That's right. And one of the words was intercession all the time. There's always an intercession, wasn't there?
Yes, by either, you know, one of the saints or, you know.
Somebody was having to go between.
Exactly. So that just fostered this separation even more. I found that very, very interesting as that came up.
Well, that's more of that earning, isn't it? It had to earn.
Well, even then you could never earn.
Right.
Because you were born a sinner anyway, which most religion teaches, you know, back to Adam and Eve. But we have been separated and separated and separated for thousands of years from God. And then, you know, we reached at this incredible timing on the planet, and it's all about, you know, open to the love, and everybody's like, are you out of your mind? You know? And a great story, somebody brought me a CD or tape, 94. And this was a Lazarus couple, and they were staying with me, and they said, we brought you a CD. You're going to love this. It's Receiving More of Lazarus's Love. And I was so excited because I was such a Lazarus person. And I went upstairs, lay down on my bed, and put it on, and I got angry. I felt this anger start to surface, and I went, what in the hell is this? And I realized that from my own life experience, living in all the foster homes and so on, I had never received love. I was used to giving love. But even the idea of opening to someone or something loving me brought up the anger from never having received love. And I thought, wow. Now, I mean, I got over it, but I, you know, it was that day, but I had to get through it, feel it, before I could then allow Lazarus' love. And once I was able to heal it, you know, within, you know, whatever, I mean, we all do things at our own rate, and identify what I was feeling, then I could open to the love and truly allow it in. But it did, it took, you know, I worked with that tape for years, continuously working and reworking, which we don't have time to do anymore, and we don't need to. That was a different time. It was almost 20 years ago. So I found it very, very interesting that I don't think that we're very good at allowing love in, period, regardless of who it comes from. What about you, Veronica? Do you think you're a good
I think that's true. It's a little bit like it brings up the shadow. I know it's not the same, but it's like the light brings up the shadow, I think. The love brings up the non-deserving.
Well, of course, it brings up your shame. Mm-hmm. It brings up your shadow. It brings everything up that says you don't deserve to be loved.
Right, and who do you think you are?
And it also brings up all the cellular stuff you're carrying mm-hmm. from the thousands of lifetimes you've had, or a thousand, or however many it's been, and all those lifetimes where you were told that you didn't deserve, that you felt that you failed, that you were unworthy, you know, I mean.
A flagellant, you know, one of those people that got beaten for God.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the great quotes of the New Testament is the woman that touched Christ's hem. And she said to him, I am not worthy to touch your hem, but only say the words and I will be healed. And it was this, you know, self-prostrating of saying, I am not worthy of love. Over and over again, we see this over and over again. And it just really, it's all been kind of flooding in today, and I've just been like, wow.
Mea culpa, mea culpa. The yeah. people who don't know that Latin for I'm guilty, and we all had to say that a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was the beating of the chest and the, you know.
Little so, drama. Just a little drama.
Well, I remember getting into an argument with a priest in my late 20s. Who said I wasn't qualified to read the Bible. And I mean, boy, I went toe-to-toe with him. I said, don't you ever tell me I'm not allowed. You're telling me I'm not allowed to read the Bible? Are you high? You know, I didn't say high, but, you know, I was just infuriated. Well, we have scholars to do that. What? So I'm supposed to listen to them, but I don't have the, if this is the inspired word of God, which, of course, now we know isn't, well, not a whole lot of the Bible is true, but regardless, if you treated it as an inspired, I have read the Bible, you know, when I had, you know, like I wasn't always busy. also, with everything that's happening on the planet right now, this is also triggering a fear of abandonment and betrayal. It's also triggering the Atlantean destruction. Japan really popped in with the Atlantean destruction thing because it hit so hard. It was technically, whether we realize it or not, because we are so involved with Japan on many, many different levels. We related because they're, even though they do speak a different language, the majority of them speak English. So it activated a lot of stuff in our subconscious and unconscious. And then, of course, with the whole nuclear thing, nobody knowing how far that was going to go or how, and I'm not certain people have an answer to that even yet. But again, it's triggering this fear of abandonment and betrayal deeply. Also, the uncertain future. We all know that we're going through this chaotic time. By the way, Tom has some channelings on there on his site about the chaotic node that we're in right now, which might be interesting reading for some of you. But this uncertain future is also triggering. We all have sensings that there are going to be other things happening. You know,
can we be confident because there were so many UFOs around with Japan and Iran and the nuclear?
Oh, they are.
I really
are
feel
in
a
so
bit more
strong.
Secure about that.
Yes, they are in so strong. And for those of you that don't know, there was, I don't remember the number of sightings over Japan after the earthquake. And, of course, they're all over the Middle East right now. They're showing up big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. But again, they can only do so much. And this is something that people have to really understand. Again, when it comes to nuclear, different than a bomb, okay? But certainly pointing the thing, and what's been interesting, and I don't know if you've seen this, especially on Fox News, all of the people that came forward that after a disaster was not the time to examine or make choices about, and they said this after the problem in the Gulf, and now after this nuclear disaster in Japan, and there, I mean, all of these politicians, Republicans, are up there saying, "Well, I don't think it's a good time, you know, to be making any decisions right now after we just had a disaster," you know, and the Colbert Report, and, all, and people like that are just, they're saying, "Oh no, don't do anything that makes sense." and, you know,
Colbert.
I know, he's so funny. And Obama is now having all of the nuclear reactors in our country gone through. I mean, immediately.
Hmm.
So I guess at the end of Letterman's show, every show, he's saying he wants the nuclear reactor out of Manhattan. So there's one sitting in there.
Well, it sure makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, please. So, how do we heal the relationship? What's the trick? Lots of people are writing letters to God. This is probably one of the most intimate things you can do, because it really takes, and they're handwritten rather than, you know, typing them out on your computer. Anything handwritten, and I have found this to be very, very true, tends to bring forward more emotion. Even if you sit with it for a while and think about all the times that you did feel abandoned by God, where things were pretty scary in your life, unfair, unjust, great losses, you know, what holds you back from being able to find that intimacy? Or what is it about you that you think is so unlovable? Because the truth is, this is a planet of free choice. It is an amazing place to come, where we get to play an entirely different game than anywhere else in the universe, and experience ourselves as so separate that we really get to expand, have the opportunity to expand ourselves in ways that we don't anyplace else. You know, if you're on a planet of nothing but love and light, you got nothing to push against. Everybody's a good guy.
I hope we're not really the only planet which has got this polarity, are we? No.
In this way, this is the only planet that I'm aware of where we experience ourselves as completely not connected to our source. There is a difference. Are there other planets of third density? Yes. Okay. This planet is different in that there is the whole thing with having free will and free choice is part of the reason that the ETs can't just pop right in and fix everything. This is where the non-intervention comes from. Now, have I seen them intervene in people's lives? You betcha. I have. And I know that they can do it, but that is an individual relationship, all right? And that doesn't, that's not across the board, so for whatever that's worth. I mean, hopefully in this lifetime we will all have a much clearer understanding of what Earth is really all about and the reason that we were excited to come here. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people right now wondering what the hell they were thinking. So, find any way that you can. I know the team is... also, men, a lot of women have been angry at the masculine. And which is really anger at God. And a lot of men have been angry at women, which is really anger at the goddess, the fear of the goddess, of the power of the goddess. And, I mean, it's more complex than that. I'm not going to go into the whole thing tonight. It'd take up the whole hour. But these are playing out very big right now. And I hope all of you, because the team is working diligently to try to bring forward as much love as everybody can handle. But we have to be willing. And so
I'm up for it.
boy, I am too, Veronica. Let's see what they have to say. They're banging on my door. All right, everyone. All right. Well, we're thrilled that you're working with this subject tonight. This is a tough one for all of you, because when you talk about anger at God, it brings up a lot of self-judgment, right? Well, if I was a good person, I wouldn't be angry at God. If I was a truly spirit, wait a minute. If I was authentic with what I tell people I am, how do I put this together? It then threatens their own personal image of who they are. Doesn't it, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. Because you all have an image of who you are. Especially all of you that are out there doing things, helping people, etc., writing books, giving talks, painting paintings, whatever you may be working with, Krista, doing readings, healing, any number of things. How the hell can I be angry at God? That doesn't fit with what I'm doing. What if people knew that about me? Oh, my goodness. But you see, being honest enough to say, yes, I have anger at God, I can feel it. I know it, and this is what brings it up. This is what triggers it. When I see others suffer for no apparent reason, I'm the first one to put my fist up. God, how can you let this happen? But you see, it's not up to God. Your planet is self-sufficient, people. You're playing out a lot of drama. And the truth is, it really is an illusion. But you're getting to stretch your emotional muscles, stretch your soul muscles. Yes, but when I turn on the television, I see these people suffer. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to watch the television and cry? Are you going to be proactive? Work with the earth? Work possibly with the departed souls, possibly with those left behind? Dealing with the fear and the hunger? Still digging out people, not knowing who's dead. Yes. See, there's trauma going on all over the planet, not just in Japan. But with your media, you get it immediately. You get to see it firsthand. You don't see the things in Africa. Or what's going on in North Korea, because there is no television transmission from there being transmitted to your world. There are lots of other things going on. And the agreement you all had coming to Earth is this is a planet of free will, free choice. I get to choose what I'm going to experience. God was in total agreement. And so were you. Now, does it mean that God doesn't love you? Of course not. It means that you are so loved. So completely loved. That you come to Earth and try to assist the race you call human through this amazing time. We know that many of you have suffered in this lifetime and others. Very aware. Some of you took on imprints of other lifetimes. They included suffering so that you'd be even up with everybody, you know. Well, I guess I need some of that, too. You know, give me some of that suffering. Yeah, put it in. That's okay. I got the imprint of Cleopatra. But you see, You're playing out an incredible drama. And soon enough, you'll begin to see how it all works. Soon enough. In the meantime, you're all sitting on the edge of your seats, waiting for blow by blow. What's going to happen next, and who's staying, and who's going, and what new trauma or tragedy is going to show up on the earth next. But if you look at what's shown up, it's with purpose, people. It is with purpose. It is showing up in your sources of energy in a very big way. And it'll show up in other places that need to change. Now, there are still those out there that are sending out the channelings and emails of, you know, the cabal and the Illuminati, and, you know, we're getting rid of all of them. Don't worry, we're coming to save you in our ships. And that's not really the truth. Is a lot of work being done to assist you to be able to clear all of this out? Yes. But it's co-creative, people. You're the ones doing it. You're the ones that are awakening from a dream. This is all a dream. An amazing dream where you are testing yourself to the very end, testing your metal. Now, two things. Last week, guilt. Can you create a life that is not directly impacted by all the things you see on your television set and all the things you hear on the news? Yes. You can. We're not going to give you all the mechanics of that tonight, but yes, you can. You can create an amazing life. And you can create amazing successes. But you must have a relationship with God, with God, God is all that is, something that gives you some foundation, some solidity. To move through the fear, to move through the guilt, to move through the shame. It says, I deserve, in the middle of all this chaos, to be successful, to create a successful life. Because you see, the energies are there. So don't forget to work with guilt. This is terrible. Look at this wonderful opportunity I have, and those people are suffering in Japan. Yes, they are. But please understand that there are agreements in place. Where there are those who volunteered to leave. In mass, not just in Japan and Indonesia, Katrina, oh, many other places. And you'll see more. But it is you that have to be the light bearer. To continue to create the new as the old disintegrates. Because if you don't, people, who's going to do it? Because there will be more and more people looking for information, assistance, bridging into a new world. What do I do? And you will see a lot of kindness extended on your planet to people who are suffering. You're already seeing it. It's going to be more and more. This is not information we're giving you to frighten you at all. Not at all. But we do want you prepared now. Your relationship with God and Goddess. We'll just stay with God tonight. Your relationship with God. If you weren't loved completely and absolutely, you wouldn't be on earth right now. All of creation is loved. Because you are all a spark of God. How could God not love itself? Experiencing itself through you. You are never rejected, but your faith. And religions have taught this. Your faith, your intimacy with God. Not desperation, intimacy. Can create miraculous outcomes. Likewise with God. With all that is, with all of creation. So dig deep, people. Look for where you're still holding anger. My life has been hard. I've suffered. No. We know. And you knew this coming in. And part of the game on earth is to come in with amnesia and to find your way back. To God, to Source, to the Infinite, to the One, to all that is. With your heart wide open. And it started out as a wonderful plan. Unfortunately, a lot of people got stuck on it, didn't get out. In between, okay, I got it this time, and when I go back now, this time I'm going to end the boom again. Got stuck. Look at what I've sacrificed for my spiritual growth. Good. Did you really sacrifice? Or was there something inside of you that said, this is more important than anything in my life? We hope it's the latter. Because it is. When you decide to make it that priority. And the love that is held for you is set aside until you're ready to receive it. Doesn't mean that you're not loved. Doesn't mean it's not being sent and broadcast to you. But when you're really ready and willing, without the anger, you will be amazed at how your life will change, how your hearts will fill with love, how overflowing you will be with love, and how you will want to share it in any way that you can because of the abundance of love that you're receiving. And that's when you truly become a channel of love. And we're not talking self-sacrificing here because that's not really love. That's martyr. We don't want any of you to be a martyr. But to be so filled with love that you're bubbling over. you share it in every way, in every thought, in everything you do, where fear is not your first response, but love. 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 Where you come to a point where you recognize that no matter what someone says or does to you, the true response is love. And that is more powerful than anything. It can change everything in an instant if you will allow it. And the time will come, people, as interactions become more and more active, that you need to train yourselves to remember that. Because as much as you say you want to see extraterrestrials, it's still going to scare the hell out of you. Don't kid yourself. Now, Veronica, go ahead and talk about your shows, and then we're going to work with everybody for a moment.
All right. I'm going to be talking to people about consciousness and business, and we've had a change of guests next week, so I don't know who it is, but it'll be 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and we'll let everybody know who the up-and-coming guest is, and next Thursday will be Radiance by Design again at 7, and you at 8 o'clock.
All right, everyone. Two nights, regardless of when you listen to this recording, we give you the opportunity to call us in and to assist you in any way that we can. To find where the reservation is within you. Where you're unable to get in touch. Or where you may still hold anger. And it may be a simple, God, you've made me have this terrible life. Look at how I've suffered. Why don't I have things like that person over there? You know, you automatically think these things so quickly. You don't realize sometimes that these thoughts are replaying on a tape loop in your mind. We would like to work with you tonight. If you are ready to begin to heal your relationship with God and Goddess. Go to another level. Some of you are already working on this. To go to another level of experiencing just a piece of love that is so amazing. So beyond anything that you could possibly imagine or conjure. But you cannot on earth at this time even imagine what that love is like. It is that great. It is the ineffable. Two nights, people, if you are willing. Just call us in, dear team. I would like to work on finding my bottom line, what am I holding? Why am I holding back? Why am I unwilling? What is it within me? Is it my own shame, my sorrow, my blame, whatever it may be? As we try to assist you over the next two nights to experience and allow in, finally, even a monochrome of this love. If you're still having problems, people, write your letter to God. We don't care if it takes weeks or months. This show will be in the archive. Come back and listen to it again. Work for another two nights. We will be there. We promise you, we will not let you down. We love you too much. We love you too much. We send to all of you, and to you, dear Veronica, and Robert in the background, and Seth wherever he is, a total, complete, unconditional love. You don't have to do anything to earn this love. Just receive it. Until we speak with you again, dear one, remember that you are the hope of the new world. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, we're on, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember that we are all one. And that a piece of us is within you and a piece of each and every one of you, even if we don't know your name, is within us. And we thank you so much for tuning in. We love you all very much. Ronnie, love you.
And you too. Good night, Jackie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.